Well, good afternoon, Northfield, and welcome to the Northfield Lunch Hour, sponsored today by the place for happy people and happy dogs in the doghouse. We're going to hear from owners Joan and Rob Hosking about their business and what they like to do for Northfield's four-legged community members a little later. The Northfield Lunch Hour is it's a little exercise we do with local businesses or organizations, or just if you just want to do it all by yourself, where we ask the people who run the business, maybe their staff, to program the music for the lunch hour. And as you might guess, Joan and Rob Hosking over at In the Doghouse have a canine theme to their music today. And there's only really one place to start when you're going to go with the dog theme. So from the year 2000, here's the Baja Men with Who Let the Dogs Out. You're listening to the Northfield Lunch Hour and In the Doghouse on 95.1 KYMN, the one.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
Was nice, the party was pumping.
Hey-ya.
And everybody having a ball.
Ha, ha.
Until the fellas started in calling.
E-B-I-O.
And the girls respond to the call.
Ha,
I have
ha,
a pull my shout
ha.
Out.
Who let the dogs out?
Bashcroffy, get back, you flea infested mongrel. Gonna tell myself I'm man, no get angry.
Hey, yeah,
E-I-O. Two Eddie cows calling them canine. Hey,
ha, ha,
E-I-O. But they tell me, hey man, it's part of the party.
E-I-O.
You put a woman in front and a man behind. Ha, I have a woman ha, shout ha. Out.
Who let the dogs out?
Bashcroffy, get back, you flea infested mongrel.
Well, if I am a dog, the party is on. I gotta get my groove on, got my mind, I'm gone. Do you see the race coming from my eye? Walking through the prison, Digimon is breaking them down. Me and my white socks, short, dealing, can't see color. Any caliber, do I think I knew, that's why they call me Pitbull. Cause I'm the man of the land, when they see me, they say, ooh.
Who let the dogs out?
Crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying.
Love your dog. There's nothing in the world you wouldn't do for them, and you want them to look and feel at their best all the time. And you want the people who help you take care of your dog to feel the same way. The groomers and professionals at In the Doghouse love every dog that comes through their door, and they will always give your best friend the same love and compassion that you do. For going on 12 years, In the Doghouse has been Northfield's choice for grooming, training, daycare, and supplies. The groomers at In the Doghouse are long tenured and have worked there for 6, 8, 10 years. Both you and your dog will develop a relationship with your groomer, and they will get to know the details about your dog that help them give the best possible care. Each bath and groom includes teeth brushing, nail trimming, and ear cleaning. Their training program is tailored to your pet's needs, and each session is one-on-one with your dog and with Jacob, the dog whisperer. The daycare service provides your dog with playtime, nap time, and social time, all at a cost that is reasonable and fair. In the Doghouse offers a full line of toys and supplies for your dog, and now they are offering gently used items as well. Stop in and talk to them about selling or donating your unused gear. A portion of the proceeds is donated to local rescue shelters and therapy dog organizations. You love your dog. You want the very best for them. You'll find it at In the Doghouse, 518 Division Street South in Northfield, or visit inthedoghousemn.com. Happy people, happy dogs. Indeed, and that's what happens when you go over to In the Doghouse. You either become a happy person or a happy dog. The song we heard just previous to that was Hound Dog by Elvis Presley from 1956. Hound Dog was a song originally written in the Brill Building in 1952 by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, and originally recorded by Big Mama Thornton, whose version might have been, I don't know, a little bawdier maybe even than Elvis. But this is one of the songs that that got all the parents all charged up about Elvis, because he was going to do some really, really, really terrible things for your kids. But anyway, Hound Dog, it's one of his signature songs. You can't think about Elvis and not think about Hound Dog. I can't think about dog-themed songs and not come up with Me and You and a Dog Named Boo by Lobo. Lobo is a singer-songwriter whose real name is Roland Kent Lavoie. And this is a song that I think this was really his first, like, really big hit. It came out in 1971. And it's just, you know, it's one of those songs that it makes you just want to grab your dog, hop in the car, and go, and just not look back. It's pretty great. So, from 1971 and Lobo, this is Me and You and a Dog Named Boo. You're listening to the Northfield Lunch Hour, sponsored by In the Doghouse on 95.1 KYMN.
Me and you and a dog. needle and she can't, so walking a dog. Yes, a walking bird dog. If you don't know how to do it, I'll show you how to walk a dog. Come on now, come on, come on. That's my mama for 15 cents. See the elephant jump the fence. He jumps so high, he touched the sky. Never got back till the 4th of July. Walking a dog, just a walking the dog. If you don't know how to do it, I'll show you how to walk a dog. Come on now, come on, come on. Mary, Mary, quite contrary. Your garden grow. You got silver bells and you got cockle shells. Pretty maids all in a row. Walking bird dog. Just a walking bird dog. If you don't know how to do it, show you how to walk a dog. Come on now, come on, come on.
From 1953, that is the late, great Memphis legend himself, Rufus Thomas, with Walkin' the Dog. Rufus was a guy who started out as actually a comic, and it just sort of grew into a great blues soul R&B guy. And he happened to be in Memphis at the same time that Stax Records was really kicking into high gear. And so Rufus got to work with people like Booker T and the MGs, you know, Steve Cropper and Booker T Jones. And they came up with Walking the Dog, man. And that's not bad. Yeah, that's really good, actually. You're listening to the Northfield Lunch Hour, sponsored today by In the Doghouse. Here's the Beatles.
Thanks.
That was the Beatles from 1967 with Hey Bulldog, which appears on their Yellow Submarine soundtrack. I think it's actually something that they recorded for the Magical Mystery Tour. I'm not 100% sure on that. And we'll do some research and get back to you, though, because right now we have to get away from talking about the Beatles, because Rob Hosking and Joan Hosking are sitting right in front of me, the owners and operators of In the Doghouse. Good afternoon, you guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Thanks for being here, and thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for the invite.
Yeah. In the Doghouse, the premier, what do we call it? The pet grooming and doggy daycare.
Training, retail.
Business in Northfield.
Correct.
All of these things.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Rob, you didn't start this business, did you?
No.
No. Okay. Joan.
Yes.
You started this business, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Did you start out as a groomer? Is that how you got into the business to begin with?
Yes, I did. And I opened the shop with me in the back corner all by myself.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
So how do you get into grooming to begin with?
Well, for me, a friend of mine and I had a business that we did a variety of different things, and one of them was pet sitting,
mm-hmm.
and we kept getting more and more pet sitting jobs, and I happened to love dogs,
yeah.
and my midlife crisis career was to either become a trainer or a groomer, so I went to grooming school, and in my mid-40s, became a groomer.
All right. Okay. And so you set up in a corner of your shop, and then it just sort of grew from there?
Yes, yes. I worked at another place for a couple of years as a contractor, worked out of my home for a short time, mm-hmm. and then we just wanted to have a business in town. And
yeah. You've got a great location. What's the address? It's
518
Division Street. I mean, it's a fantastic location. How long have you been there?
In November, it will be 12 years.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, grooming, obviously, there's a lot of different ways to go with grooming, correct? I mean, can I just come in and say, give my dog a haircut, or what kind of questions are you going to ask me when I do that?
We need to be a lot more specific.
Okay. What do we need to know?
Well, we need to know, you know, basically how much you want taken off. Mm-hmm. There's so many things. So we have a consultation when you come in, and we go through the specifics of what you're looking for and what we're able to do and try and make that happen.
But it's more than just grooming, right? I mean, you offer other services as well. I know that, like, nails are a big thing. Claws are
Yes,
nails.
We do. Yeah. We do walk-in nail trims, you know, and try and get to people as quickly as we can, because that's a big thing.
That looks a little scary to me, because I don't think it's something I'd like to do. There's a skill to it, isn't there?
There is, and yeah, it's kind of hard to do at home unless you have a very cooperative dog.
And
which,
you know, you hit one quick on a dog, and that dog will never be cooperative again, right?
Some can be quite forgiving, but
oh, that's good. How many groomers do you have working at the shop right now?
Currently, we have 3 full time plus me part time, and we are definitely in need of more groomers.
How many positions do you have open?
I would say 2.
2?
Even right. more, yeah.
So if a person didn't have any experience but thought, hey, I might like to learn how to groom, could they come and say, if you teach me how to groom, I'll work for you? Or are you growing your own at this point, or what?
You know what? We are. Absolutely. Okay. We just finished training somebody just a few months ago. You know, we would start out slow, make sure it's the path that the person would want to go on, mm-hmm. with bathing and such.
Yeah.
And then absolutely, I'm very willing to train.
Okay. Joan has trained a couple of groomers over the years. Normally, we would focus on hiring a certified or trained or experienced groomer. But we have trained a couple of groomers, mm-hmm. and those have worked out wonderfully.
Yeah.
And we're very interested in trying to keep doing that, do more of that.
So a groomer who's looking for someone who lives in Northfield and grooms in, you know, Lakeville, they're looking for maybe a better situation, they should come and talk to you for
Absolutely
sure.
Absolutely, they should.
But if you just love dogs and want to be around dogs and want to learn how to take care of them a little bit that way, mm-hmm. they can come and talk to you too.
Absolutely. The right person we would love to talk to.
You got to be the right person, though.
Yes. Yeah, there is a kind of a unique relationship with the dog.
Uh-huh.
And if you have that relationship or that capability,
yeah,
and it's something that can be learned too, but if you have that, it makes everything easier.
What other services do you offer besides grooming and bathing and not cutting my dog's quicks?
We have dog daycare, which is run by Jacob, who is also our trainer. We operate training as well, and he just does a phenomenal, phenomenal job with the dogs.
How are we talking basic training, or are we like how advanced does it get?
You know, as advanced as it needs to get.
Really?
He does one-on-one. He doesn't offer classes at this point, but just one-on-one training that's held in our daycare facility. And he's just doing a fantastic
job.
So
it's more than just sit, stay, heal.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, absolutely.
That's all I would want.
He'll start with that
and
then kind of go from there. And he always talks to the customer as what they're looking for. He is phenomenal with dogs.
So, okay. In the doghouse and the dog whisperer. I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
How do people get a hold of you?
So we have a website at inthedoghousemn.com.
Okay.
And a lot of our information is on there, including contact information for Jacob if you want to do training. We have an application on there if you wanted to apply for a job. We have a customer information form, intake form, but it lists the services we provide for grooming, for bathing dogs, for daycare. We also have a little bit of retail, dog treats, dog toys, leashes, some collars.
Gently used items as well, which is a thing that we added a while ago. So people can bring in gently used, nice items, and then we resell them. And then a portion of our proceeds from that, we contribute to different organizations like Prairie's Edge Humane Society or Believe It, which trains dogs for veterans.
I'm such a fan of Believe It.
They're amazing.
They're such a cool organization. Well, Rob Hosking, Joan Hosking, thanks you guys.
We're going
to get back to the music here.
Thank you.
And we go from the Beatles to the Monkees. Gonna Buy Me a Dog, a 95.1 KYMN. The one, the Northfield Lunch Hour, sponsored today by In the Doghouse.
Now, you know my girl, now. You know my girl just called me up. And she woke me from my sleep. You should have heard she said, you know she hurt my feelings deep. I'm gonna buy me a dog.
A dog?
Why? 'Cause I need a friend now.
Babe, you need all the friends you can get, I'm telling you.
I'm gonna buy me a dog. My girl, no love, no how.
It's the only song I had. Ruined, but it was
Where's the verse? She used to bring me my newspaper.
You don't even know where it's at.
She knew where it was at. She used to keep me so contented. But I can teach a dog to do that. I'm gonna buy me a dog.
You couldn't teach a dog to do that. You can only train elephants.
'Cause I need a friend now.
I need a friend now. Here over Fido spot.
My girl, no love, no how.
1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hike!
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 I was late on that one. I just got back from Africa, you know. I was playing cards with the natives.
Oh, Zulus?
No, I usually won.
I wish I had a glass of water.
Why, are you thirsty?
No, I want to see if my neck leaks. I'd buy a raccoon, but John already has.
35 bucks.
I'm gonna buy me a dog.
Dog.
A dog.
Yeah.
'Cause I need a friend now.
Yeah, yeah.
Boop, boop, shabop, bop, ram-a-lam. I'm gonna buy me a dog. What, my girl don't love me no how. How.
Now.
Oh, now, brown cow.
I think I'm going to buy me a dog. Yes, sir. I'm going to buy me a dog. If I was looking for a word to describe what I'm going to buy, I think dog would be the word.
Dog?
It would be dog.
Definitely
that
dog.
Would come springing from my lips. Dog.
Let's get out of here.
It'd be springing from my...
Can you turn it off, please? Can somebody open the door and let it out?
likes a puppy dog, so why can't we sit on the apple tree? You won't let me go, why won't you just tell me so? I want to hold your hand, but I can't understand. Why can't we sit on the apple tree?
Me and my dog went walking one day.
Dog, dog.
Yip, yip. I got real happy and stayed all day.
Dog, dog.
Yip, yip. Well, I wouldn't take nothing from a doggy now.
Dog, dog.
Yip, yip. I did want to sell my dog anyhow.
Dog, dog.
Yip, yip.
My dog likes your dog. Your dog likes my dog. Moon dog likes hound dog. So why can't we sit on the apple tree?
I wouldn't take nothing from a doggy now.
Dog, dog.
Yip, yip. Well, it won't sell my dog anyhow.
Dog, dog.
Yip, yip. If you want to know just the way I feel.
Dog, dog.
Yip, yip. Just sell your dog in a mixed up deal.
Dog, dog.
Yip, yip.
My dog likes your dog. Your dog likes my dog.
That was Homer and Jethro with a song called, if you haven't figured that out by now, My Dog Likes Your Dog. Homer and Jethro were a country duo that was, they were super popular in the 40s and 50s, and they would do parody songs of popular country songs. So they were, in my mind, they're sort of the prototype for Weird Al Yankovic. You know, they made a career out of, making fun of other songs or creating funny songs out of popular songs, I guess is the better way to put it. And I've been trying to figure out what year, My Dog Likes Your Dog came out. And, I can't find it, folks. I'm sorry. Anyway, we go from one old school country act to another. This is Doghouse Boogie by Hawkshaw Hawkins on the Northfield Lunch Hour, sponsored today by In the Doghouse on 95.1 KYMN.
Can't be beat. It's mighty low down and makes you shake your feet. It's a doghouse boogie.
Doghouse boogie.
It's a doghouse boogie.
Doghouse boogie.
Everybody's doing the doghouse boogie now.
I ain't found a thing that she can't do about the doghouse boogie.
The doghouse boogie.
About the doghouse boogie.
The doghouse boogie.
Everybody's doing the doghouse boogie now.
She drinks whiskey and she drinks gin. She puts me in the doghouse time and again. She does the doghouse boogie.
Doghouse boogie.
The doghouse boogie.
The doghouse boogie.
Everybody's doing the doghouse boogie now.
Thank you.
down, she can do it mean. She shakes around like a thrashing machine. She does a doghouse boogie,
the doghouse boogie,
the doghouse boogie,
the doghouse boogie.
Everybody's doing the doghouse boogie now.
You love your dog. There's nothing in the world you wouldn't do for them, and you want them to look and feel at their best all the time. And you want the people who help you take care of your dog to feel the same way. The groomers and professionals at In the Doghouse love every dog that comes through their door, and they will always give your best friend the same love and compassion that you do. For going on 12 years, In the Doghouse has been Northfield's choice for grooming, training, daycare, and supplies. The groomers at In the Doghouse are long tenured and have worked there for 6, 8, 10 years. Both you and your dog will develop a relationship with your groomer, and they will get to know the details about your dog that help them give the best possible care. Each bath and groom includes teeth brushing, nail trimming, and ear cleaning. Their training program is tailored to your pet's needs, and each session is one-on-one with your dog and with Jacob, the dog whisperer. The daycare service provides your dog with playtime, nap time, and social time, all at a cost that is reasonable and fair. In the Doghouse offers a full line of toys and supplies for your dog, and now they are offering gently used items as well. Stop in and talk to them about selling or donating your unused gear. A portion of the proceeds is donated to local rescue shelters and therapy dog organizations. You love your dog. You want the very best for them. You'll find it at In the Doghouse, 518 Division Street South in Northfield, or visit inthedoghousemn.com. Happy people, happy dogs.
This is a story of famous dog. For the dog that chases its tail will be busy. These are clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs, house dogs, street dogs, dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, kind dog, funky dog.
Well, now you can't rightly do a show that is dog themed without going to the atomic dog himself. That was George Clinton with Atomic Dog. It's from 1982 in an album called Computer Games, which is completely forgotten except for the song Atomic Dog. Right? Okay. This next song is going to sort of wrap the show up. And I have to thank Robin Joan for this because I am a big fan of Chris Stapleton, but I don't get to listen to as much Chris Stapleton as I'd like to. And this is not a song that I had heard before, but this is really good. And, you know, I mean, it's a show about dogs, folks. So, you know, there's going to sort of be the old Yeller finish, right? This one's not quite a tearjerker, but we've all had, I think most of us, those of us who love dogs, we've had that one dog that was just really special. And there came the day when you had to say goodbye, and that's a tough day. That's a really tough day. I miss my dog, Billy. I've missed him every day for, boy, more than 10 years now. I mean, it's just how it goes. But they stay with you, too. And I like to think that Bill's waiting for me on the other side there. Anyway, this is from 2020, and Chris Stapleton with a song called Maggie's Song on the Northfield Lunch Hour, sponsored today by In the Doghouse. This is 95.1 KYMN.
Let me tell you a story about an old friend of mine. Somebody left her in a shopping cart in a parking lot for us to find. Just a fuzzy black pup, she was hungry and feeling alone. We put her in the back seat, told her we were taking her home. Run with a heart of a rebel child. Oh, run, Maggie, run. Be just as free as you are wild. A few kids later, we moved out on the farm. She followed those kids around. Yeah, she kept them safe from harm. And she loved to chase squirrels playing out in snow. She'd take off like a bullet. Man, you should have seen her go. Run, Maggie, run, with the heart of a rebel child. Oh, run, Maggie, run, be just as free as you are. Raining on a Monday, the day that Maggie died. She woke up and couldn't use her legs, so I lay down by her side. She put her head on my hand like she'd done so many times. I told her she was a good dog, then I told her goodbye. With the heart of a rebel child. Oh, run, Maggie, run. Be just as free as you are wild. I had a revelation as the tractor dug the hole. I can tell you right now that a dog has a soul. And I thought to myself as we buried her on the hill, I never knew me a better dog, and I guess I never will. Run, Maggie, run, with the heart of a rebel child. Oh, run, Maggie, run, be just as free as you are wild. Oh, run, Maggie, run.
Thanks for joining us today on the Northfield Lunch Hour. If your business or organization or just you yourself would like to participate in the Northfield Lunch Hour, contact us at info@kymnradio.net. I'm Rich Larson. See you next time.